It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, December 2nd. I'm Patricia Naft. Grand Junction residents and businesses have pledged nearly $100,000 towards bringing the USA Pro Challenge race to the city. It's estimated having the race start there would cost around $400,000. The city has also been asked to pitch in. Rich Taggart is on the city council.
The request of the city was $50,000 of cash and then in-kind services.
At a workshop session on Monday, a majority of councilors said they'd support that request. The council is set to approve a letter of support and financial commitment for the race at its regular meeting tonight. A Mesa County woman got 30 years in prison for the death of a toddler in her care. The Daily Sentinel reports 21-year-old Sydney White was sentenced on Monday. In 2014, White was fostering Angel Place. On September 14th of that year, White shook the 11-month-old and kicked her in the head. The girl later died from the injuries. Colorado's top health official is again asking the state to fund a program that aims to prevent teen pregnancies. He testified before the state's Joint Budget Committee Tuesday. Spenta Berkland reports the program has been funded privately and efforts to shift it to public funding failed last session.
The program distributes IUDs and other long-acting reversible contraceptives to low-income women. Larry Wolk heads the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and thinks the $2.5 million request will have a better shot at passing this year. That's because the department won't be running a standalone IUD bill, but instead it'll be part of the overall state budget.
I'm hoping that it's less exposed for potential political battles and allows for people to acknowledge the clinical importance.
State figures show the privately funded program has reduced teen pregnancies by 40%. Some GOP opponents worry that passing out birth control promotes sexual promiscuity, while others don't want the state to pay for it. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Governor John Hickenlooper recently declared December 1st as World AIDS Day in Colorado. At the same time, he endorsed the 90-90-90 initiative, something Denver and the cities across the world are engaged in, and now Colorado is too. KBNF's Jake Ryan has the story.
The 90-90-90 plan has three main goals, all aimed at helping those that are HIV positive and to reduce the spread of the disease. This is Dr. Daniel Chaudel with CDPHE.
So those three 90s refer to three specific healthcare interventions that we can provide for people living with HIV. The first 90 refers to ensuring that 90% of people living with HIV know their status, that they get tested, that they know that they're living with HIV, so that we can then move on to the second 90, which represents 90% of people living with HIV enrolled in care for their own health. And then we follow up with the third 90, which represents 90% of those who are in care actually achieving viral load suppression, such that we are actually suppressing HIV within the body.
Fully suppressed, says Chaudel, the chance to pass along the disease drops exponentially. With these goals, the state health department hopes to not only stop the spread, but improve the lives of those with the disease.
Globally, we are far, far, far from achieving the 90-90-90 goals. In Colorado, we're doing much better.
They're still working on numbers for 2015, but he says they're incredibly close to their first goal of diagnosing and informing patients. Somewhere along that cascade between identification and suppression, though, things break down. Chaudel says that one of the most important things is getting patients access to treatment, making sure they stick with a regimen. Of the almost 13,000 people in the state with HIV, only 43% have the virus suppressed. With this new initiative, they hope to nearly double that number. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Region 10 offers free consulting service to small businesses, and the Western Slope Organization recently expanded this program. KVNF's Laura Pomasano spoke to Vince Fandel, the Small Business Resource Director for Region 10, to find out more.
Vince, what does Region 10 Small Business Development Center do?
We're focused on providing the resources that small businesses might need but not have the funding to achieve their needs. So we provide counseling resources, marketing resources, business plan help, and so on. Anything that a small business may or may not need.
The center has grown recently. Tell me about the expansion. I believe there's a new site in Delta and some more staff.
Exactly. The Delta County area, we've initially been working with the Hive for the last couple of years and have been providing services over in the North Fork area. And we've been providing service through the Delta area through the chamber. But recently, the Bank of Colorado was united with the Bank of Delta, and the redundancy in the buildings became available. So the Bank of Colorado downtown on right off of 4th and Main became an empty building. The Delta County Economic Development Group negotiated with the Bank of Colorado for us to use that building as a co-shared space that we could provide services to the business community. So that service has just recently come into place over the last 60 days.
Region 10 serves six counties, and you mentioned Delta County and the North Fork area as communities that have services from the Small Business Development Center. What other communities can benefit from this?
The six counties we work with are Delta, Montrose, Ouray, San Miguel, Gunnison, and Hinsdale. The Gunnison and Hinsdale counties are operated out of the Western State College region. The four counties, Delta, Montrose, San Miguel, and Ouray, operate from the Region 10 facility, and we are focused on just those four counties for the Small Business Development Center services.
What's been the response from business owners for these services?
Over the last couple of years, we had to grow the service and make people aware of it, so it's been a slow growth. Since we've added the people in the Delta area and in the San Miguel area, the response has been exponential. It's grown quite quickly. Montrose has always had a steady flow to it because the person that provided the service was a fairly well-established, well-known consultant. As we've been lucky enough to acquire some key individuals from the Delta community and the San Miguel community, the word has gotten out and they are starting to avail themselves of all of the services.
Can you give us an example of a business that's benefited from these services?
In the Delta community, there's been a couple of locals. The CB's Tavern we have worked with, the gentleman that does some guiding out of the area, Gunnison River Pro, we've worked with. Over in the North Fork, there's been a few small businesses that have worked with some people over there. And over the last 2 years, we've worked with about 111, if I recall, businesses. And we've, you know, helped quite a few of them in different ways, some with just simply, you know, the checks and balances, if you want to consider it, of getting into an entrepreneurial situation. Some might need a full-blown business plan, marketing plan, and so on. So it varies in the level of support that we've provided over the last couple of years.
That was Vince Fandel, the Small Business Resource Director for Region 10, speaking to KBNF's Laura Pomisano. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.